What a guy Roy Keane was. Let me tell you something. He was the craziest man I've ever come across in football. But he met Mick McCarthy before we went to the World Cup and just said to him, I want things done properly. I want the training facilities good, pitches, everything, or I'm not coming to the World Cup. And Mick met him and said, yeah, everything will be done. It was the worst training ground ever. The fire engine were holes in it. It was rock hard. What escalated in the next 10 or 15 minutes was, I've never seen anything like it in football, being a young 21-year-old player coming through and seeing what happened. I'm Clayton Morrison and this is my Behind the Headlines. Yeah, well, I grew up in an area in Wandsworth. Wasn't the best area, but we made do with what we had with my mum and my sister. It was a single mother brought up in a council estate, but it was all right. It's most people have that story of councillors being brought up in council estates. It's how you survive and how you get through it. But that's probably what made me to push to be a footballer. The area that I lived in, it was easy. I could have slipped into a thing of going into crime. Not that I think I would have done it, but a few of my friends obviously did do it, but my mum was like, she always wanted me to stay in and be focused on what I wanted to do. And she said from when I was young, really young, I always had a football in my hand. I was at Tottenham as a schoolboy at 14 years of age, and I was playing well. I thought I was playing well. They'd brought in another striker and decided to sign him as a schoolboy and release me. So I just said to my mum, I'm not doing this football. I've had enough. Football's cruel and it's not for me. I'm not interested. And she knew straight away, if I decided not to do football, I could easily have gone down a different route, I don't know what kind of route. I don't think I would have gone down that route, but you just never know. You can always get sucked in. And it's always peer pressure that makes you get sucked in. And I said, I'm not doing it. And credit to my mum, she rang up Peter Nicholas, who was the Crystal Palace youth team manager, and said, can Clinton come in? He decided he don't want to play football anymore. Can he come in for a trial? I went in for a trial, scored a hat trick. And as they say, the rest is history. But without my mum, I don't think I'd be the person I am today, because when we used to be at Tottenham, we didn't have no car, no transport, just to pick me up from school. We'll get 3 buses, about 2 trains, just to get to White Hart Lane to go and train, and like on a 3G for a couple of hours. And she used to drag my sister, so credit to her, because she used to be screaming and moaning, I don't want to go. Why is it always about Clint and this and that? And my mum was like, well, this is his dream. He wants to do that, so I'm going to help him do it. So I credit her, but I credit her massively for that phone call she made, because it could have been a different scenario and I could have gone easily down a different route, and credit to her. That's why I owe my mum a lot. I didn't speak to my dad for all of 10 or 11 years. He played no part. But at the same time, I know for a fact he was always there. He was there watching me in a pub, because his friends used to say, why don't you go and check for your dad? So I used to say, this is a bit deep now, but I don't mind coming here and telling people deep stuff.